T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is it real?
Real.
Or fake news?
Fake news.
All right. This topic's not going away anytime soon. Say good morning to Brittany in Lakeside. How's it going, Brittany?
It's going good. How are you?
Well, thank you for asking. I'm doing pretty good. Let me tell you right now. It's real or fake news. We've got 3 stories. 2 of them are completely fake. 1 is real. Your job, we'll see what a super sleuth you are, to pick the real from the fake news, okay?
Okay.
Tough thing is, they all seem very, very realistic sounding.
Sure. All right, story 1. A young lady in Arizona flunked her driver's test right off the bat when she drove straight through the front doors of the driver's school.
All right, I've got 2 joke lines for this one. Would you like to hear both of them?
Sure.
Okay, first one. The good news is the line very quickly got shorter at the DMV. Thank you, Brittany. Let's try part 2 then. Lady, make an appointment like everyone else. Real. Or fake. So the second one, yeah? Second one?
I think I'd like this second one better.
Right,
a woman unsuccessfully tried to sue Jack in the Box because the grease from her burger ruined her suit.
My goodness. Someone surprised by a greasy Jack in the Box burger clearly has never been to Jack in the Box. Real. Or fake news.
All right, final story. A man recently thrown off a flight for going into the cockpit because, quote, he needed to charge his phone.
Oh, my God. Bro, what is the big deal? Just need to get some juice for my phone. Wait, why are you arresting me? Why is this a thing? The sad thing is that so could happen. Real or fake news? All right, Brittany in Lakeside. What's the real from the fake news?
Okay, the sad thing is that they all sound real.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Fake news. I'm going to say number 1.
Number 1 is the real one?
Yeah.
You said something kind of interesting when you said all of them sound so realistic. If you had to pick the least realistic one of those, I think you'd go with the dude breaking into the cockpit to charge his phone, right? That's what I would think at least. Turns out that's the real news.
Yes,
oh
it is.
God.
Right? Passenger recently thrown off an Indigo Airlines flight for entering the cockpit in search of, quote, a phone charger.
Sweet Lord.
It was on the ground. They weren't flying.
It doesn't matter. Sweet Lord. Who does that?
Right. Well, but that would be under heat.
Which is how he got into the cockpit in the first place. Because you just can't walk
yes,
into the cockpit.
Exactly.
Locked. Okay.
Exactly. So when he entered the cockpit, they're like, what are you doing here? He's like, I need to find a charger. I got to charge my phone.
I've got to charge my phone.
Anyway, the cops then, of course, questioned him. And they ended up letting him go. And the police said, quote, he was drunk and wanted to charge his phone. So he went into the cockpit. We didn't find anything else against him besides that, besides being dumb and drunk.
Yeah, I was going to say, being stupid is not against the law, but maybe it should be after
a while.
Yeah, right?
I wonder how much time that wasted for all the other passengers who weren't drunk and had their own charger with them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, when I read that story, I'm like, this is such a sad indication of what's going on today. But it turns out dude was just drunk.
Yeah.
So who hasn't, you know, anyway. All right, Brittany and Lakeside, you could not get the real from the fake news this morning, but, you know, we don't let you leave here with nothing. Come on.
Nope, we're going to set you up with a family 4-pack of tickets for SeaWorld. You go check out Halloween Spooktacular.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for playing with us today, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, John and Tammy in the morning. Real or fake news is an exclusive of 103.7 KSON.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.